You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Welcome back to The Griot Daily. And of course, all this Black History Month, we've been focused on South Carolina and how, you know, it's the capital of Black America and how everything that happens, especially in Black America, happens in South Carolina first. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine for racism. And today we're going to be talking about the Montgomery bus boycott, segregated transportation, and how the Supreme Court ended it. And of course, you know, you think we're going to be talking about Rosa Parks, and some of you who kind of really know your history think we're going to be talking about Claudette Colvin. But no, we're going to be talking about another woman. And I want to welcome you to The Griot Daily, the only podcast that will tell you about the first Rosa Parks. You know, when we talk about bus boycotts and segregated transportation, everybody's mind automatically goes to Rosa Parks and how she ended segregated transportation, which is not really the case. That's not really how it happened. If you look throughout the history or actually study the Civil Rights Movement and the Montgomery bus boycott specifically, you'll learn that like 10 women boycotted or refused to get up out of the segregated seat on a Montgomery bus before Rosa Parks. In fact, the Supreme Court case, Browder versus Gale, that gave us the Montgomery bus boycott and kind of ended segregated buses, Rosa Parks was not a case, was not a part of that case. Those previous women were. And so, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit, but we're going to specifically focus on South Carolina. So again, Rosa Parks did not end segregated buses in America or even in Montgomery. It was actually a federal case that the Supreme Court affirmed, Gale versus Browder, that ended that. But before that even happened, right, there was this woman named Sarah Mae Fleming. Sarah Mae Fleming was born on June 28th, 1933, in a place called Eastover, South Carolina. It's kind of like right outside of Columbia. She was born on a farm. So think just the center of South Carolina, the geographic center of South Carolina, Eastover, still majority Black. And that's where Sarah Mae Fleming was born. And when Sarah Mae Fleming was 20, it was like 4 days before her 21st birthday, she was coming from work and got on a bus. And the buses were run by the power company, which is weird, I know, but it's like that in the South. If you're in the North, you know, the city runs the buses. But it's that case in cities in the South, too, except like power companies and large corporations kind of subsidize them and make a profit off of them, which is why the Montgomery bus boycott ended, right? So in South Carolina, the buses were run and controlled by South Carolina Energy and Gas, SCE&G. And so Sarah Mae, she got on the bus, sat down, and she was tired, right? And the bus driver told her, hey, you can't sit in that seat. That's a white person's seat. And she was like, what? Man, come on, man. I'm tired. Can't you see? And he was like, nah, just get up. And so she got up, and she was like, well, I mean, screw this, too. And she later said that she was a little bit humiliated, but she decided to get off at the next bus stop. A few days later in July, some lawyers came to her and said, look, you know, what they did was illegal. And she went to court, and she won their case. And then the SCE&G, they appealed, and a federal district court upheld the decision in Fleming versus SCE&G. That ended the segregated buses, right? Well, this was before the Montgomery bus boycott. So in Montgomery, when Claudette Colvin became one of the about 10 women who decided that they would not move or give up their seat on the segregated buses. Now, you know, some of the myths about that, you know, still stand. Like, people really believe that it was the back of the bus. But no, like, all of the seats belong to white people. Like, Rosa Parks was not sitting at the back of the bus. You know, the policy was that if you were black and you were sitting down, all of those seats belong to white people. You had to get up. If it was at the front of the bus, the back of the bus, all of the seats belong to white people. And Claudette Colvin, one day we're going to get into this story about one of Claudette Colvin's childhood friends was falsely accused of raping a white woman and was executed. And that really kind of radicalized Claudette Colvin. She refused to move, and then other people did it. So Browder versus Gale is cited by most people as ending segregated buses in Montgomery. But the reality is that when the Supreme Court and that district court reviewed the case, what they said was, hey, like, I don't even know why we're even in here, because a court has already said that Fleming versus SCENG means that you can't have segregated municipal buses. And so Browder versus Gale didn't go to the Supreme Court because of Sarah Mae Fleming. And that's how South Carolina desegregated city buses in Montgomery. It's an interesting fact, one that you will find out if you continue to subscribe to this podcast, if you download that Griot app, and if you tell a friend about it. And as always, we'll leave you with the famous black saying. And today's black saying comes from Rosa Parks, who one day said, nah, I'm good. We'll see you on the next episode of the Griot Daily. If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download the Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegriot.com.
You are now listening to the Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.